there you go. Gonna, are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
Whistle while you work.
I started hearing about the whistleblower.
You haven't heard about the whistleblower.
The whistleblower.
With this crazy whistleblower.
The whistleblower.
The so-called whistleblower.
Where's the whistleblower? That's what the president and many of his supporters really want to talk about. But let me ask you, what's more important? What happened on the president's call with the Ukrainian president, or who made it public? Especially when you consider all the other people corroborating the whistleblower's claims are under oath. And therein lies the president's true political talent, the art of distraction and manipulation. The tactics are not hard to spot. That's why it's sometimes frustrating to watch, because if you know what to look for, it's right there. Step one, come up with a message that's quick and punchy, and don't let the facts get in the way.
All they have is a whistleblower who's disappeared. Where is he? He's gone. Then they have a second whistleblower. The second whistleblower's got... Oh, it's gonna... Where is he? He disappeared.
Step two. He already did it there. Repeat that message. And then just repeat it some more just to repeat it.
The whistleblower seems to have disappeared.
The whistleblower, he disappeared.
And I also wonder what happened to the second whistleblower. Where is the second whistleblower? They all disappeared.
Everybody sort of disappeared. Of course, step three is get your friends to repeat this message as well.
The whistleblower. Who is this person?
An anonymous whistleblower who has a bias against the president.
This whistleblower?
Whistleblower.
I'm not like that whistleblower. Hearsay.
So-called whistleblower.
We call it a whistleblower, but it's really more an anonymous informant.
I even think that's a stretch of a term.
The president of the United States is the whistleblower.
And suddenly a whole bunch of Trump supporters are focused on something that's totally irrelevant. Not what the president did, what he did in the lead up to the call, what he did after the call, but who claims he did it? Where's the whistleblower? It's not magic, people. It's just a bit of linguistic misdirection. But that question leads me to another. How much longer will it keep working?
The whistleblower gave a very inaccurate report about my phone call. My phone call was perfecto.
Actual facts in the Ukraine scandal have been damning for the president. We have the notes from the call. We know that Trump held up hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that Congress had specifically directed to Ukraine. And while he was holding up that aid, Trump asked the Ukrainian president to investigate his political rivals. It's all right there. Trump mentions the Bidens by name multiple times. And of course, let's not forget that during that phone call with the president of Ukraine, Trump literally said the words, "I would like you to do us a favor." Remember, during the Russia investigation when everyone was wondering if there would be a smoking gun. Well, this is the smoking gun. It turns out the smoking gun was Donald Trump's mouth the whole time. And his brain, much like a revolver, is only capable of holding 6 words. Now we know that one of those words is perfect because Trump keeps insisting every time he speaks, almost without fail, that his phone call with the president of Ukraine was not just unimpeachable, but perfect. He has said it dozens of times, including multiple times just in the last week.
The level of unfairness for a perfect conversation with the president of Ukraine. This was a perfect conversation, but this was a perfect conversation. It's one conversation that I had with the president of Ukraine that was perfect. I had a perfect conversation with the president of Ukraine. Perfect. The conversation has been perfect. I have a perfect conversation. Perfect. The conversation was perfect.
Stop saying perfect. When you overcompensate like that, it only makes you sound guiltier. Most people, if you accuse them of robbing a bank, would say, I didn't do it. Trump would say, it was a perfect transaction. I filled out the slip. The teller was polite. Perfect. Perfect. But Trump's insistence that the call was perfect is actually a huge problem for his fellow Republicans. Those Republicans are reportedly dreading having to actually cast a vote in the impeachment inquiry if it gets to the Senate because, on one hand, they know what Trump did was wrong, but on the other hand, Trump won't admit it was wrong. So they have no wiggle room. They're basically parents sitting in the principal's office saying, I promise our son won't pull the fire alarm again, while the son is sitting next to them saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to do it again. And they have to say, he's not going to do it again. He's not going to pull it. He knows what he did was wrong. And he's saying, it wasn't wrong. It was perfect. It was super loud, and it was super funny. And on top of that, Republicans are also afraid of what else might come out during the impeachment inquiry. According to the Washington Post, Republicans voiced exasperation at the expectation that they defend the president against the troublesome picture that has been painted, with neither convincing arguments from the White House nor confidence that something worse won't soon be discovered. One veteran Republican senator said, it feels like a horror movie. Yeah, every minute with Donald Trump feels like a horror movie. That's why Rudy always looks like he just closed the medicine cabinet and saw the reflection of the killer behind him. And I'm sorry, but you guys don't get to complain that you're in a horror movie when you're the ones who invited the Baba Crook into the White House. But Republicans were right about one thing. It does keep getting worse as more information comes out about the quid pro quo Trump and his team tried to orchestrate.
We had another day of testimony and turmoil in Washington, D.C., with more witnesses on the way. It's Ukrainian men, and it is amazing. So this afternoon, we learned that former National Security Advisor John Bolton has been invited to appear before Congress. He was fired last month by Trump, so that will be a fun one. Today they heard from the Deputy Secretary of State who fingered Rudy Giuliani in a smear campaign. You know how Trump keeps claiming the White House released an exact transcript of his call with the president of Ukraine? Well, not exactly exact, according to the top Ukraine advisor on the National Security Council, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman.
You might remember that the memo from the call that was released from the White House specifically said it was not a verbatim transcript of a discussion. But that didn't stop Trump from insisting it was anyway.
You had stenographers, you had people that took it down exactly. It was a perfect call. All you have to do is read what they wrote down, the stenographers. They wrote down an exact call.
We had stenographers on the phone taking it down word for word. This is an exact word for word transcript of the conversation, right? Taken by very talented stenographers.
First of all, they must have been talented to make sense of what the hell you were saying.
Yesterday, the impeachment inquiry heard testimony from its first witness, who was actually on Trump's infamous Ukraine phone call, Director of European Affairs at the National Security Council, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Vindman's testimony lasted more than 10 hours. That is way too long for it to be for a good reason. Vindman, he dropped a bombshell. The official White House transcript of Trump's Ukraine call omitted crucial words and phrases. This is huge.
Also, it definitely seemed at the time like the memo of Trump's call was not, in fact, a complete transcript because there were multiple ellipses throughout. And those were definitely not pauses because Donald Trump does not take pauses. He just yammers until he runs out of oxygen and then inhales like he's about to go pearl diving. This week, we found out that the transcript Trump claimed was word for word was not, in fact, word for word. The top Ukraine expert on the National Security Council, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who listened to the call, testified on Tuesday that the notes from the call had some missing phrases and that he tried to correct the transcript. Now, to be clear, the phrases do not fundamentally change lawmakers' understanding of the call, but nonetheless, this makes clear that Vindman is an extremely credible witness who offered a firsthand account of critical episodes in the quid pro quo and was so troubled by Trump's July phone call with Ukraine's president that he reported his concerns to a superior.
I had a transcript done by very, very talented people, word for word, comma for comma.
It was word for word. Comma for comma, quid for quo, military aid for dirt on Biden. Did I say that out loud? Somebody write that down. Comma for comma.
Oh, wow.
Two major points were reportedly omitted from the official transcript. An explicit mention by Ukraine's president of Burisma Holdings, the energy company whose board employed Biden's son, Hunter, and Trump's assertion that there were recordings of Biden discussing Ukraine corruption. Come on, you don't have to go all the way to Ukraine to get an embarrassing tape of Joe Biden. Turn on a camera. According to Vindman, these omitted points fit into the transcript where ellipses indicated dropped words.
He believed there was a quid pro quo and the president was personally blocking military aid to Ukraine to force them to investigate the Bidens, his opponent. And as if that wasn't enough, according to the Washington Post, the Ukrainians sent a delegation to the White House in July. The diplomats were going through their talking points about fighting corruption and all that stuff. When Trump's guy, this Ambassador Gordon Sondland, brought up these investigations Trump was asking for, and at that point, John Bolton was so upset he stopped the meeting, kicked everyone out of his office, at which point Sondland took the Ukrainians down to the basement, which isn't suspicious at all. And Bolton sent one of his people down to follow them, and guess what they were talking about? Quid pro and quo, the three horsemen of extortion.
The behavior was so troubling that Trump's allies can't actually defend it, so instead they're attacking the process and the witnesses themselves, like Vindman, a decorated Iraq War veteran who received a Purple Heart. Trump's allies in Congress and the media have suggested that Vindman might have an affinity toward Ukraine because he emigrated from there when he was three.
So he's got a Purple Heart, and he is from the Soviet Union. He emigrated here and has an affinity to the Ukrainian people. We also know he was born in the Soviet Union, emigrated with his family young. He tends to feel simpatico with the Ukraine.
Simpatico? What are you, a right-wing beat poet? That cat wigged out. Because he's simpatico, daddy-o, you dig it?
Why are people that I never even heard of testifying about the call? Just read the call transcript and the impeachment hoax is over. Ukraine, spelled wrong, said no pressure. You can always tell the impeachment is going strong when he breaks the all caps button on his phone, but he keeps insisting this is a perfect call. He did nothing wrong. This morning alone, he tweeted four times that people should read the transcript. Yeah, we read the transcript. This is why you're getting impeached right now. Him saying, read the transcript, is like Bill Clinton saying, look at the spot on this dress. It's ridiculous. It makes me wonder if he has read the transcript, because if I read that and I were him, telling people to read it would not be my approach. I'd be like, don't read the transcript. Go outside and play. It's a beautiful day. Go throw a ball around with your kids.
Republicans have been desperate to come up with excuses to get Trump out of this mess. Last week, we got the desperatest of all excuses from the Wall Street Journal editorial board. The editorial board responded to mounting evidence that Trump wanted a quid pro quo arrangement with Ukraine, clearly. But they rolled out a novel argument for why he shouldn't be impeached. It may turn out that while Mr. Trump wanted a quid pro quo policy ultimatum toward Ukraine, he was too inept to execute it. Remember, these guys...
That's his team. That's his people.
Those are his people. Those are his people, John. These guys are on Trump's side. Your Honor, my client could have committed the murder. He wanted to, don't get me wrong, but he was just too damn dumb. Look at him. Naturally, when Trump caught wind of the whole too dumb to crime argument, he wasn't that pleased.
According to White House insiders, the president mentioned he had seen it, then started saying things like, "What are they talking about? If I wanted to do quid pro quo, I would have done the damn quid pro quo." Yes, people would be calling me up and saying, "Sir, wow, that was a perfect quid pro quo. I've never seen a quid quite so quoed."
But the president still blaming everyone else for everything. He was up bright and early lashing out. He wrote, "The Republicans are very unified, energized in our fight on the impeachment hoax with the do-nothing Democrats, and now are starting to go after the substance even more than the very unfair process." Yes, totally. Totally unfair. Almost un-American, you might say. The call with the Ukrainian president was a totally appropriate one. As he said, no pressure. This impeachment nonsense is just a continuation of the witch hunt hoax, which was going on since before I even got elected. Republicans, go with substance and close it out. Now, how does that happen? How do you... You know how hard it is to tweet Republican? It's... I mean, every phone not only underlines it in red, it'll triple check with you if that's to see if that's what you really want. It's like if your barber, if you asked him for a bowl cut, he'd be like, "Are you sure?" I mean, go ahead. Try to text someone Republican right now. It's almost impossible to do. If you misspell a word and then press the space bar, it corrects it automatically. You actually have to go back to misspell it, which means Donald Trump is so obstinate, he won't even admit he's wrong to his phone.
Today, the House voted to formalize the impeachment inquiry. Yeah. Now, that means we are one step closer to getting Trump out of the White House and sending him home to New York City. Quick! Somebody lock the Lincoln Tunnel and turn out the lights. Everybody on the floor, we're not home.
President Trump announced that he is changing his permanent residence from New York to Florida. Because you know what they say, if you can't drain the swamp, move to it. I gotta say, it is such a genius troll move that Trump raised taxes for New Yorkers and then left New York. It's like ripping one in an elevator, then pressing all the buttons and running out. Trump also said he's leaving New York because local politicians have treated him very badly, especially one New York politician who's been actively destroying his life.
Now, I don't blame Trump for moving. He got booed today in New York at the UFC fight. He got booed in D.C. at the World Series. Now he's moving to Florida so he can probably get booed at Disney World.
On this vote, the yeas are 232. The nays are 196. The resolution is adopted without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
The resolution passed with zero Republican votes. Mm. Now, are they just complaining about process with those zero votes? Or are they really so lacking any honor that they're willing to publicly state that blackmailing a foreign government to interfere in our election is okay?
Will you all go on the record and say that the president did nothing inappropriate?
Very clear, yes.
Quick follow-up. The Titanic just hit an iceberg. The captain is saying, "It was a perfect iceberg. Now we can make all the Slurpees for everyone." And he's asking you all to handcuff yourself to the portside rail and swallow the keys. Are you all willing to do that?
Very clear, yes.
Good to know.
What we're seeing among Democrats on the Intelligence Committee down in the SCIF right now is like a cult. These are a group of people loyally following their leader as he bounces from one outlandish conspiracy theory to another.
Really? Wow, that is the pot saying the kettle was born in Kenya. Evidence. We keep getting more and more of it. Today, we learned that right after Trump hung up his perfect phone call, one person listening in, Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, filed a complaint with a White House lawyer. That lawyer saw the threat, sprung into action, and hid the transcript on a classified server. And it's a cover-up! Tell him what he's won! He's won an all-you-can-televisement impeachment hearing, a trial in the world-famous Capitol building, and a free helicopter ride out of Washington on Marine One. Marine One, ride away in shame, in style. second time is always, that's always a good one. Always a good one.
Should they have been asked to investigate the Bidens for violations of Ukrainian law? No. Should the aid have been dragged out after Congress passed it and the president signed legislation to give it to them? No. But at the end, I think, you know, their best defense is going to be no harm, no foul.
8 Ukrainian soldiers died in the month of August because they didn't have proper weapons. 50 Ukrainian soldiers were killed and wounded in the month of September. There were harms and there were fouls. There are dead people. That there is a shooting war going on in Ukraine. The United States has undertaken to help Ukraine. Congress voted massively to help Ukraine. Soldiers died while waiting for weapons that President Trump delayed.
Nervous Nancy Pelosi is doing everything possible to destroy the Republican Party. Our polls show that it's going to be just the Oppadite. Is that the new Eddie Murphy movie, Oppadite? Another tough week for President Quid Pro Comeover. On Thursday, the House will vote to formalize the impeachment process. For the past 2 weeks, Democrats have been meticulously gathering the evidence they'll need to show us that Trump did what everybody already knows he definitely did.
President Trump is changing Washington, creating 6 million new jobs, obliterating ISIS. He's no Mr. Nice Guy, but sometimes it takes a Donald Trump to change Washington.
And sometimes when the lifeguard wants everyone out of the pool, he takes a dump right in the deep end. He's no Mr. Hygiene, but sometimes it takes a pool pooper to get the job done. Vote Deep End Turd 2020. Keep on swimming. Oh, no. But Deep End,
I ain't getting no water.
Deep End Turd. Come on in, the water's brown. But reminding you how much you don't like him is just half of Trump's re-election strategy. The other half is making the Democrats seem even worse.
The radical Democrats are going totally insane. They want to obliterate the rule of law, drive out faith from the public square, silence you online, confiscate your guns, indoctrinate your children, destroy anyone who holds traditional American values, erase our traditions, our culture, our history, and our heroes. They want to subjugate you and break you to their will.
They want to bake a bald eagle into an apple pie. Replace football with rap music. These radical Democrats want to castrate truck nuts and make your dog a Muslim. And on the 4th of July, they're going to force all of Mount Rushmore to gay marry each other. No, no. It's going to happen. It's what they want. Abe's into it.
Is that what they're trying
Abe's
to do?
Totally into it.
Oh, wow. Honest Abe.
Thank you, Daniel. Star. A star is born. A star is born. You ever see that movie? A star is born.
I love A Star is Born. I'm off the deep end. Just read the transcript. My favorite beef is ground. I know they're hiding dirt on Joe Biden. We're close to impeachment now.
As you can see in that footage, many Trump supporters were wearing T-shirts last night that said, "Read the transcript." We did read the transcript. That's where we learned about Trump pressuring Ukraine. This is like if Jeffrey Dahmer got arrested while wearing a T-shirt that said, "Check the fridge." Brand new additional testimony from one of the officials at the center of the Ukraine scheme, Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland. Sondland's original testimony was pretty good for Trump. In fact, the president triumphantly tweeted,
"The ambassador to the European Union has already testified. He said there was no quid pro quo."
Okay. There it is. No quid pro quo.
Ain't no quid
pro. No quid pro quo.
No quid pro.
That was 2 weeks ago. Well, today, Sondland amended his testimony much the same way that Sherman amended Atlanta. And it turns out, yes, quid pro quo. Now, why did Sondland decide to revise his statements to Congress? According to him, incriminating testimony from other witnesses like Bill Taylor refreshed my recollection about certain conversations. huh, you know what? That testimony I just heard really refreshed the old noodle here. You know, it made me remember one important detail that I don't want to go to jail for perjury.
First, they engineered the Russia hoax. That was a total hoax. The single greatest lies ever foistered upon the American people. It's all a phony deal, this whole impeachment scam, to try to undermine the 2020 election and to delegitimize one of the greatest elections.
Yes, foistered and delegitimized. Usually if you hear a loved one talking like that, the next question you ask them is, do you smell burnt toast?
And then they figured they could take us out a different way, very dishonestly, right? With the lying and the spying and the leaking. And we are kicking their ass.
So Trump thinks his phone call with the president of Ukraine was perfect. Now, you'll recall that in that conversation, Trump tried to coerce the president of Ukraine to investigate Democrats like Joe Biden by telling him, I would like you to do us a favor. And when he heard that, the president of Ukraine was flustered, or as Trump would put it,
foistered.
Trump and Republicans keep changing their defense because they don't have one. Democrats have now passed a formal impeachment resolution, and they're releasing transcripts of damning witness testimony. Trump's freaking out as the impeachment inquiry moves faster and faster, and
foistered.
I don't want to get out over my skis here, but I'm beginning to think this Donald Trump fella might get impeached.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.